This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? Walt in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I'm going next level crazy.
Alex, I like where you said it, but we forced them to take the field. Now we got them down to where people are going to put their face behind it and swear on everything that's sacred that it was a free and fair election. They're going to certify with their name, their honor. What are they going to tell their children? What are they going to tell their grandchildren? When this all goes to hell, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we looked at this, and everybody and their brother can see that this was a crooked, rigged thing, and they got up there and they swore it was legit? Are you kidding me?
And what you're saying is so important, because here's the deal. I'm not telling people stuff's going to get horrible just so they get scared and keep Biden out. Biden's there. They're going to cut the power off. They're going to cut the coal plants off. They're going to shut everything down. He says he's going to shut it. I mean, they're already announcing. We're going to be in a depression with that crazy person running things.
Unbelievable. Do you know that in the last couple of years, China poured more concrete than the whole United States in its history?
Yes.
And 1 ton of concrete takes 1 ton of coal to produce. And they didn't use scrubbers and they didn't use bag rooms to clean that coal. They're just belching it out. And we're supposed to be, biting the bullet? Are you kidding me?
Well, and let's be clear. Ours are 100% clean with the scrubbers. As you said, you look at a Chinese plant, it's the system that turns the centrifuges and the boil the water or whatever. And turn the crank, and just like a hydroelectric dam that uses pressure, but it uses heat. And then they have other systems. The point is, I'm not an engineer, but I've read all the reports on it. Imagine they just have the smokestack, and that's it. They have nothing, and they're belching it all out, and then we can have nothing. We can have no power. He ran on literally making it impossible to have a business or have inexpensive power, and it will bankrupt us, and his average idiot followers actually think that's a good thing.
Well, the public is deceived, but these individual, I want to speak to the individual hearts and minds of the electors and the legislators. Like Roger was saying, it goes to the legislators. These people, they're human beings, they're in public life, and they putting their name, they swore in a Bible to defend the nation and the Constitution against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And then after they swear that, they certify that something is absolutely false, is true. I don't see how, as an honorable human being, you can do that. I can't believe it.
I hear you, brother. All I know is they're going to remove Biden right away and then put Kamala in. And that woman, no one likes her. She had less than half a percentage point support with Democrats and 0.1% with blacks. Blacks see through her like a clear window. I mean, I don't know. Why did they pick her?
They put it in your face. They would say, you're going to take whoever we put in front of you. That's your leader. But we have to say, no, we elected somebody else.
That's right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. God bless you.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Take heart, folks. Things are bad, but now they're out in the open. All right, we got some Sidney Powell speech I want to get to, but I want to get to your calls as well. Josh in Florida, thanks for holding it on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Man, I am just on the edge of my seat. I mean, everything is so crazy now.
Jesus said, I have come not to bring peace but a sword. And I feel that that's the time we're in now. When we see half of this country at least embraces socialism, I don't see anything else to do but draw the line in the sand. Or else we're going to lose it all.
Also, oh, I agree. That's why I have to draw a line in the sand. So I say, what is that line? What do we do? It's decision time. Because if we let them get in, their agenda is breaking us with the Great Reset. I mean, they admit they plan to break us. Well, I'm sorry. You come to my house to break me. You're about to get a fight. So I'm having to think, like, what do I do as a father, as a man? Because I'm not scared of them, and I'm not scared of getting killed. I'm scared of making a mistake. But here's the deal. The real mistake is being paralyzed. So what do we do?
Here's what we do. When they put Joe Biden in power, I already have the website ready to go, takeoverdc.com.
Love it.
We're going to do with what you guys did. However, everybody needs to be out there. We need to set up supply lines. We need to camp. We need to take care of those. Come out there.
No, I agree. I've already decided. I'm moving into D.C. They let the homeless camp everywhere, but oh, watch, they'll say no. I'm moving in to the Lincoln Memorial. I'm moving in there. I'm going to live in D.C.
This isn't about Trump anymore. This is about, do we have America at least for another 50, 100 years, or does it all go away? And that's the point.
Oh, let's make no mistake. We're being conquered right now. I mean, this is a takeover.
Yep, I called last year. We talked about the apex of division. I called last year, December. And you said, watch out for a foreign takeover. I felt it. I've had discernment for a long time, and you could just feel it. Everybody feels it. And we can't rely on the coward Republicans or any party anymore. It's time to, the Sons of Liberty style, we need to infiltrate and destroy. And we need to, like I said, if Joe Biden gets in, go to takeoverdc.com. I'll have that up, ready to go. And like I said, supply lines, and just camp out D.C. however long it takes, and we'll take care of everybody.
By the way, for those that don't know, there were bonus marchers a decade after World War One that had never been paid the bonus they were promised, which is only like a few hundred dollars, and they went and camped out, and then they got attacked at the Capitol, and it was something wrong that MacArthur and was part of. They both got promoted, MacArthur and Eisenhower, because they were part of it. It was just black smudge on their record, but there's a power in camping out. And we're not going to be camping out smoking methamphetamine and raping women like Antifa. We're going to go take over D.C. and encircle the White House and shut it down. And we're going to be nonviolent, because the power of the police cracking us on the heads is like what happened with Martin Luther King is what's going to destroy them. So we need to decry the violence up front because they're going to try to provocateur and blame it on us.
That's absolutely how it's going to go. The same thing they did to Gandhi. And also, for the new listeners out there and people, I have a small business. For every dollar I bring in, I'm spending 75 cents just to keep the business afloat.
So they're destroying you. We're under attack, and all you can do is fight back. God bless you, brother. Yeah, I mean, we're total commitment here. Listeners need to know I am 100% committed. I've never been more committed. I've never been stronger. My problem is that I've just got too much energy now. It's just like, whoa. It's like, just God's just like the discernment, the energy just keeps flowing. Like, and I know you're feeling it as well. It's going to get stronger, folks. As long as we step up on the field in faith, God will take us the rest of the way. And now the intel, the discernment is just like, now it's like, it's amazing. God hates cowards. And God wants to see you on the field. Get on the field. That's where you're going to find God. Wes in Iowa, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, two things here. Number one, if you remember a movie that came out in 2006, Man of the Year, Robin Williams, they had an election. The voting machines switched the election and switched the results to the candidate that was less desirable, just like what's happening right now.
That's right. That's a good movie. It's set in Latin America.
Correct. Now, the other thing is if Biden stays in...
By the way, it's about Venezuela. It's about smart... It's about Dominion.
Correct.
Sorry, go ahead.
If Biden stays in within 6 months, he's going to have a stroke or he's going to be declared incompetent, which is going to move Kamala Harris into the president's spot, and she's going to either put either AOC or Hillary Clinton in as her vice president. That would be the absolute worst scenario for this country if that would happen.
Why is there such a cult of Hillary? Is she such a devil worshiper? Like the demon that's able to inhabit her is like they worship her. The left worships her.
It's something about her and that group. I know for a fact that everybody on Capitol Hill is somebody else's puppet, including the president. That's why they have such a problem with Trump, because he's nobody else's puppet. He's his own man. He can't be controlled by the special interests or anybody else in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, exactly. It's not even his decisions are all that good. A lot of them are. It's that he is the president.
And that's exactly what it comes down to. He wants to stop this cold. He needs to enact the Insurrection Act, and he needs to enact the 28th Amendment. That way, if Biden does get in, anything Biden passes, anything under Biden, anything in anybody in our Congress, representatives, whatever, they have to follow the same thing they're passing on us. They pass the bill. You can't have firearms? Well, guess what? Neither can they have firearms, because the 28th Amendment will hold them accountable.
That's right. We're not slaves. They can't do something to us that they don't follow. Exactly. All right, thank you so much. I want to go to John, Dan, James. I didn't get to the Kraken speech. I need to air it. And I love Rappaport. He knows he gets scripted sometimes. He'll get the last two segments. I got to air the Sidney Powell thing, at least part of the next segment. Briefly, we won't be here. Promo code Patriot, additional 10% off. It ends Monday. We have a bunch of big sales, 30-60% off and free shipping. And they have the promo code Patriot. And we just sales all the time. We're just selling out what we get as it comes in, and then hopefully more product comes back in. But it's the last day at preparewithalex.com to get 10% off. All the different storable food packages are there. Unprecedented preparewithalex.com. But then at InfoWarsStore.com, it is promo code Patriot. Additional 10% off on everything when you do that at checkout. Okay, John in New York. Yeah, what do we do if Biden takes office? I think we were just talking about it. We encircle the White House. We do real national strikes. Point out he's a communist Chinese agent. What do you think we should do?
Well, Alex, it's a real honor to talk to you. Let me say that first. And I'm wondering what we're going to do if this POS Joe Biden actually ends up in office, and then we end up with this cackling witch Kamala Harris as our president in the future, because I think this country is in for a rude awakening, and a lot of people have their head in the sand. I deal with a lot of different people. I try to wake as many people up as possible, but there are a lot of people who just think this, like you said, is going to go away, or it's a passing thing, or it's some sort of joke, and they're just taking it. And I'm wondering if we're going to have to physically remove Joe Biden through possible force out of the White House, because or how that.
Well, they're the ones saying they're going to remove Trump. They were the ones that said that they would not accept the election, and then they made it up that he won. Yeah, it's all fraud. It's all a gaslighting scam by the mainstream media that's irrelevant now, trying to be relevant with a big giant lie so big to prove to the system they still matter. That's all this is.
Conspiracy is not a conspiracy. It's the truth. And these people on the mainstream news, and I was forced to watch it for 4 months. I had no access to any other media. I couldn't even watch it. Every single word, every single show.
Does Kamala Harris not know how disingenuous she is? I mean, she's as fake as Brian Stelter. Like, where do they get these people?
Scary. She's scary. To picture her in control of the United States of America is one of the scariest thoughts I could possibly think of.
Oh, the devil's laughing right now. I mean,
you know, but God helps those who help themselves, and people who think that Jesus is going to come down and help us and part the Red Sea are wrong. We are going to have to help ourselves. And, you know, we are an armed nation, and it's in the Constitution that we can at some point take control. And
also, the Declaration of Independence. You're damn right. Thank you. All right. Look, Dan and James, I appreciate John Rappaport. He gets these preempted sometimes, very rarely, but we'll have two powerful segments coming up. But I'm going to come back and jam your calls in 1 minute apiece, and I'm going to go to Sidney Powell's speech you just did in Georgia outside the Capitol.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed to maintain value.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Austin told citizens to stay home and to close restaurants. He was vacationing in Mexico following daughter's wedding and, of course, not wearing a mask. They all know it's a scam. They're globalist criminals. And the mayor of Austin is a compromised, known criminal and a degenerate. Austin Mayor Steve Adler hosted his daughter's wedding and vacation with a group of people in Mexico. Yeah, because it's all a hoax, bro. And you know it, and we know it. But, oh, we all comply. Stop complying. Businesses, stop thinking you've got liability. Stop it. You're allowing lawyers to create liability for the cold and the flu, where it's your fault if anyone ever gets sick. It's a fraud. It's lawyers taking over society. Dan in Alabama, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. Been with you for about 18-19 years, and I honestly don't know when or how I found InfoWars, but it's about the same time I became a believer, and I don't think there's any coincidence there in that. I just thank you so much for all that you've been doing over the years, and I know I've got a little time left, but I just wanted to, so many of your callers touched on the exact same things that I wanted to touch upon, and I swear, I think that we're kind of like, in some weird way, we all have sprung like some kind of similar wavelength or something where we have the similar thoughts and beliefs. And it's,
yeah, we're tied into the reality, brother. And let me just say this. I drink some. I cuss some. I like women. You know, I love life. But the whole thing is, I'm not a Pharisee or a fake. I love God. I know I'm a sinner. I love Jesus. I want to be good. And people resonate with that and know God's real. We're facing good versus evil here. So it's not the fake little preacher telling you he's perfect when he's probably a pedophile. It's us being honest about who we are. And that's why people hear the show and find Christ, because they already knew it was there, but it wasn't through some fake church, which is the abode of demons in most cases. The devil knows to take over churches. Most churches, I'm not kidding when I say this, are run by globalist, leftist, and devil worshipers. The big churches are run by Satanists. That's what Satan does. Jesus talked about that when he talked about the Pharisees and the synagogue of Satan. Go ahead.
Well, first off, this is the first election my wife and I have ever voted in. It's kind of in our belief system. We were never going to vote. We didn't think it mattered, regardless, because the evil hands control both sides of the spiritual side controls both sides of the party. In some ways, that's true. I've kind of come around a little
bit. Well, no, you're right. Most of the time, that's true. But with Trump and all this, it was exactly. It was different. And now there was such a landslide, that's why they stole it from you.
Yeah. And last, there was a caller a couple calls ago that touched on something. And he said something like, we're either at the turning point where we're at the end or we're at the start of a revolution. I think he's right in both instances. If you look
no, I agree. I mean, it's the end of a chapter, the beginning of the Revolutionary War. And let me say this. I forget who said it, so I'm not trying to plagiarize like Joe Biden does, but when a game's rigged and when a war is overwhelming, giving up isn't smart, it's surrender. You win by exposing the fraud and engaging it and making them steal it in front of everybody. That's how you win. If you don't play and you give up, they win. Does that make sense?
Oh, exactly. I mean, I had 5 years ago, I went and paid cash for a property and did every, you know, like all the bugging out stuff and prepared for this kind of scenario. And then I got so beat down and worn out by the naysayers saying, you're wrong, you're crazy, this is stupid. Meanwhile, yourself and other people stayed in the fight, and I got out of it for about a year. I just want to encourage people like yourself and others, stay in the fight, because it makes all the difference in the world. It may seem like we're going to lose the battle in the end, but ultimately, like in the song of the Battle of the Hymn of the Republic, his truth is marching. It's going to continue regardless of whether we stay in the fight or not. The truth is going to win out in the end. It may look like we're
going to lose. His truth is marching on. Beautiful, Dan. And all I can say is, realize the power you have. Every person you tell about band.video, and then tell them to share it. Say, the enemy doesn't want you to know this. It's all right there. Share it. Tell others to share it. It's that, don't just share it. Tell others to share it. And it's that power of humans and that chain reaction. And it's unstoppable. So I've been really upset and frustrated and feeling like, and I pray to God a lot about it. And God just said, look, be happy. Know you've done the right thing. I'll handle the rest of it. And my spirit's really strong right now. And I feel victory in the air. No matter what happens with Trump, they have bit off more than they can chew. And it's going to get rough, but it's the beginning of the end of the New World Order. James in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. Christ is king. I like what Owen said the other day with the new full moon cycle. The energies are changing. The solstice is coming up on the 21st, so you got a lot of new cleansing going on with the energy. Got to keep moving forward. I see Trump versus the deep state as a game of pickle in baseball. When you got a runner caught between two bases, and he's hesitating, and he's waiting to pull the trigger. He's letting everyone expose themselves. He's letting the deep state expose themselves. The DOJ wants to investigate his pardon of Flynn. He's going real deep right now. I see him doing something major before. I mean, he'll probably wait until their fake inauguration of Biden. It ain't going to be in D.C. because we're going to shut that down. They're probably going to do it in California or New York City. It's going to be something.
Listen, I need everybody out there to understand me, because I'm a major target, and I'm not trying to act fancy pants, but let me tell you, I'm putting my ass on the line, my skin of the game, okay? I'm on there on the 12th. I want people there, and I'm going to be there on the 20th come hell or high water. So you got my commitment, and they told me, don't you show your ass back in D.C. Well, I'm coming. And so you go ahead and do whatever you want. Maybe that's what God wants. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so I'm committed. I feel good, and I just appreciate you guys keeping me in the fight, James.
Thank you very much. I do everything to support. I did all my Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Locked everything up. It's all on the way. Be ready to go. It's digging in. Like you said, it's the 79 days of hell. Wait till January comes around and they want to do all that. But these are big dates coming up here. December 12th with the Electoral College. All of that matters. It all matters right now. We're head faking them. We're head faking them. They're exposing themselves. The line keeps going. It's going down, brother.
Absolutely. Down. Well, here's the deal. I'm not suicidal. I want to live to be 120 years old. I want to see my great-grandchildren. But I've never been afraid to die, and I've never been afraid of the globalist, but at the same time, I'm not looking to get killed. But now, they could be leading me up to a guillotine to refuse Christ, and I would be happy to be knowing I'll be in Christ's presence within seconds. I mean, I've literally reached the point now where I don't want to die, but if it's God's plan, they kill me. I mean, I am committed into God's hands. Totally. I mean, I have literally prayed that prayer 1,000 times. I commit myself into your hands. I commit myself. And I have begged God for strength to carry this out. And it's just, it's like the joke in Wayne's World. We're not worthy. Now, man, it's like, I know you're feeling it too. It's just being poured out. It's like, oh my God. And then I'm just like, feel like this dirty maggot in God's presence is just so strong now. I'm like, oh my. I mean, the Satanists have no idea what they're missing out on. They are just pathetic, because I felt the satanic energy. I almost got turned to it. That was all just God's plan, and it's just an amazing moment. I didn't get to the Linwood speech. We did the Linwood speech. I didn't get to the City Powell speech. We'll have that on the War Room coming up, 3 p.m. Central, and I'm going to be on there too about this Austin mayor. Stay with us. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot, because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them, is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. They have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Greetings, folks. Back for a weekly chat. You know, I've uncovered a press release from October 28th. It's now more relevant than ever. Pretty startling. In fact, very startling. It's from the Amistad Project at the Thomas More Society. Thomas More Society is a public interest law firm. These are serious people. They defend cases that other lawyers walk away from. Serious cases about religious liberty, for example, that's being trampled on. You can see what they're doing if you want to read up on it. But they released, before the election, on October 28th, through PR Newswire, and here's the headline, Amistad Project, time to fully unmask Mark Zuckerberg's $350 million funneled for election administration and the motivation behind it. I mean, $350 million is what they're charging. Amistad Project is saying that Mark Zuckerberg funneled to the administration of elections in November in America. I mean, what is that even? How do you even compute that? Election is supposed to be run by public officials. here's a private donor who is pretty much matching federal funds, state funds for elections. Where is this money going? Well, it went to, according to the Amistad Project, and I'm just getting this here, most of it went to the Center for Tech and Civic Life. Ever hear of them? I certainly haven't. What does that even mean? According to what I've read about them, they have a very small budget. It's a nonprofit 501c3, which would mean that they are a conduit for all of this money to distribute it to administer the elections in big cities like Philadelphia, for example, just to say where polling places would be, drop boxes for votes, pay poll workers, election officials. I mean, you know, there's a lot of explaining to do when somebody says to you, you donated $350 million to the election, and we want to know exactly where it went and who it was designated for and why. And why you ran most of it through this little nonprofit, left-leaning nonprofit. I mean, is anybody talking about this? Is anybody raising high holy hell about this? That we have a situation where the founder of Facebook, one of the biggest censors in the world now, well, you can say this, but you can't say that. You can post this, it's very cute, but you can't post anything about this. That this censorship is what? Just one half of a squeeze play, a pincer movement that involves also funding the presidential election of the United States in November, just passed, in order to achieve a victory for Joe Biden. I mean, this guy, Zuckerberg, recently testified before Congress. He and Jack Dorsey. Did anybody ask him about $350 million? The Amistad Project was making a lot of noise about this at the end of October. Did nobody pick up on it? Is nobody picking up on it now? What about the FBI? What about the Justice Department? I mean, this drives me completely crazy. What is the Attorney General of the United States actually doing here? Is he interested in Mark Zuckerberg funneling $350 million into the presidential election? Does that satisfy the requirement of enough evidence to turn around the election? Remember, he made this statement a few days ago. Well, this is William Barr. I don't see enough evidence here that would overturn the election. This is the number one law enforcement officer in America sending a signal to lawyers and judges and prospective juries all over the United States when we have all these court cases that have been filed revealing fraud, one whistleblower after another on sworn statement, pain of perjury, is testifying to having seen massive fraud in all the battleground states. And this guy, the Attorney General, is sending a signal out to the nation that he doesn't see enough fraud to qualify as being able to overturn the election? Really? And this is just one thread of it here that I'm mentioning, but it's a whopper. Amistad Project, Zuckerberg, $350 billion funneled into the election? What? How? And nobody's calling this guy on the carpet? Nobody's issuing a subpoena that he has to swear on pain of perjury and worse to present himself to the Justice Department for interrogation? Again, elections are supposed to be public. You're not supposed to be able to step in and say, well, I'm just going to write a check here for $350 million to fund the election. Do you get what I'm saying, people here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Please. I hope so. Yes, we're at the end of a chapter and the beginning of a new chapter. Regardless of who is installed as the next president here, don't even begin to imagine that this is over. In fact, the worse it gets, in a sense, I'm talking now about the media, disgusting, repulsive lies, and agencies of the federal government lying and lying, and crooked judges and all of this, rejecting obvious evidence of election fraud. I mean, if you go to Revolver.com, sorry for mentioning other websites, if you go to my website, occasionally you'll see me writing stories about this at No More Fake News. If you go to American Thinker, if you go to InfoWars, absolutely, you'll see a running tally of article after article, exposure after exposure of election fraud. Statistical, electronic, ballot counting, fake ballots. I mean, the whole nine yards of it all laid out day after day after day after day. And yet people are saying, well, where's the evidence for the fraud? I just don't see the evidence. Well, what do you want? Something shoved down your throat that you choke on, and that would convince you that there's evidence of fraud here? It's a mountain. It's a Mount Everest of multidimensional fraud across the country in the election, with no doubt, no doubt whatsoever. Get used to it. Face up to it now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, in this last segment, I want to talk a little science here. Actual science, not fake science. Because as you're seeing, we're into a new wave of lockdowns here, as predicted. In 1987, I started warning people that the medical cartel was the most dangerous cartel in the world long term because it pretends to neutrality. It says we don't fly any political banners. We're not partisan. We don't favor one group over another. We're just here to help, to heal, and to give service to humanity. And so this flies with a lot of people. More and more people over time begin to tune into this and to consider that this is true when at the highest levels, nothing could be further from the truth, highest levels of cartel. But it's a great front. It's a great act. It's a great con. It's a great hustle. And it works. And it's been working. And now you see how well it's working because you have whole populations bending under the will of the medical cartel, making pronouncements about the virus and the test and the need for the lockdowns and the case numbers and so on. And I've exposed a great deal of that here at InfoWars, and all of it at No More Fake News. The lockdowns are being based on the announcements of case numbers. Oh, we've got rising case numbers all over the country. You just tune into any newscast and that's what you get. Oh, reported today 3,000 new cases of COVID here and 6,000 there. And oh my God, you think, you know, everybody's keeling over and dying, when obviously that's not the case. So what is actually going on? What is a case? A COVID-19 case. What does that mean? Well, it means that a person registers positive on a PCR test. That's the test for the virus. That's what it means. When that is ridiculous, because traditionally a case means that somebody is sick. They have symptoms. You can see it. They don't feel well. Two fathers talking, well, my son has a case of the flu. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How's he doing? Oh, he's doing great. In fact, he ran a marathon yesterday and set a state record. Well, you just said he has a case of the flu. He does. Well, what do you mean he has a case of the flu? Well, I mean, he had a test, and he tested positive for the flu virus. That ain't a case. That's not a case. Now, I've gone into great detail on why the test itself is a fraud. But that gives you the first clue. Just on the surface, you can see that. It's not a case. Oh, he tested positive for the virus. That's a COVID-19 case. And according to official stats, it is. But it's not a case of anything. Overwhelmingly, gigantically, people who test positive on that test are completely healthy, and they're not going to get sick. The only reason they're being called COVID-19 cases is to pad the statistics to justify the lockdowns. Please understand that. And please pass that along. Because if enough people wake up to this gigantic fraud, more and more people will step out of their houses and resist and rebel, and find out every which way under the sun to reopen the economy and make it stay open, regardless of what happens in Washington or in governor's mansions. Now, the test spits out false positives like a rigged slot machine, as I've made clear several times. It's run in cycles, which are quantum leaps. Each cycle is a quantum leap in magnifying the original tiny extract from the test sample taken from the swab. It's like blowing up a photograph. And each cycle is a gigantic blow up of the test specimen, the patient. Well, I published The Smoking Gun several weeks ago, a video in which Anthony Fauci said quite clearly that if you run this test at 35 cycles or more, it's completely useless and incompetent and means absolutely nothing, as in nothing. Okay? What does that mean, 35 cycles? That would mean that you're blowing up the photograph or the tiny sample from the swab 35 times to make a detection of is the virus there or not. That's what Fauci said. 35 cycles or greater, it's completely useless. Well, I revealed in a CDC document on the FDA homepage that according to FDA guidelines, the test should be run at up to 40 cycles in order to decide whether the virus is actually there. That's a federal guideline. And so you can bet your bottom dollar that test labs in America, if not all over the world, are running this test at more than 35 cycles, which means it's completely useless and meaningless for any purpose of diagnosis. Get it? And here's the capper. This was admitted in a New York Times article, which I cited in my smoking gun piece at No More Fake News. The doctor and the patient who's being tested are never notified by the lab that does the test as to how many cycles it's run at. Never notified. So neither the doctor nor the patient has any way of knowing whether the test was run at 20 cycles, 30, 35, 40, or even more. And yet, we hear nothing on the television news except, oh my God, the case numbers, oh my God, the case numbers, meaning, oh my God, the con job test is registering positive. That's all it means. Doesn't mean anything else. Never will mean anything else. And therefore, the lockdowns, all of them, the first wave lockdowns, the second wave lockdowns, the third wave lockdowns, which are all based on this fraudulent test, are themselves complete frauds. There was never a reason for lockdown. There was never a rationale for lockdown. It was always an attack on you and all of us, an economic devastation attack. It was always in-house arrest. It was always to destroy the economy, to put people out of work by the millions, to bankrupt small and medium-sized businesses, to destroy the whole reality and concept of free enterprise, and to put all of us under the gun. That was always the purpose of the lockdowns. And the virus, which has never been proved to exist, and the test for the virus, which is completely fraudulent test, are the cover stories floated and pushed and rammed at the public to justify the real covert operation, which is the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the economic destruction of economies by globalists who are fully intentional in taking us into their brave new world. That is the story. That is what has been going on since the beginning. Knowing it means resisting it, rebelling against it, finding ways to say no, supporting the truth at the core of this, and doing whatever it takes to maintain freedom in this country and in this world. That is the story. See you next time on InfoWars.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.